Holding Perry K. Vayihi Bayoi Vashlishi. So Esther was Goyze, the Tardis of 3 days and 3 nights. That's the tikkun for the Chet Shenerim, the Sudosa Shaloisa Rosho. Vayihi Bayoi Vashlishi. Vatil Bash Esther Malchus. So the Pashas he put on Big Day Malchus. But it doesn't say Big Day Malchus, it says Malchus. So Chazal say that she was Leveshes Ruach HaKodesh, which is Pli Atzuma. The God explains that when she was completely broke the guf after 3 days of Tanis, then she was a neviyah, and she was misale. Was what does a novi do when he's fasting and he gets so schwach? He uses the opportunity to chaperein higher madrigas of Ruach HaKodesh. So she's going to Achashverosh with this bechina of Ruach HaKodesh. Batame Bechatza Beis HaMelech HaPninis Noichach Beis HaMelech, that she went into the Chotzer HaPninis, the inner courtyard, and she stood there opposite the Beis HaMelech. V'HaMelech Yoishev Al Kisei Malchusei BeBeis HaMalchus Noichach Pesach HaBayis. And this is a pele mamash. Why? The Melech was sitting on the Kisei Malchusei opposite the door of the bayis. Now, the normal thing, the kisei hamalchus, is inside. Go rooms inside rooms. There's a Chazal say that there are three rooms or two ante rooms till you get to the normal where the kisei is. Rather, I saw, I think in Buckingham Palace they have an ante room before you come into the throne room. The Melech doesn't sit on a kisei opposite the door. That's not a normal thing. That's not common to the Melech. So explains the God, for some reason which we don't know, they moved the kisei temporarily to be opposite Noichach Pesach HaBayis. I don't know, maybe they were doing sponger in the throne room, and they had to move the kisei temporarily, and he was sitting Noichach Pesach HaBayis. So why is this so significant? Because what should have happened? What should have happened was she comes to the Chotzer HaPninis, and the Shomrei HaMelech would have arrested her and said, "Stop, you can't come here." Achas Dosa LeHomis. And then he would have come to the Melech and would have said, the Malkas come and she hasn't been invited. And then he would have, Pashtas had to say, Chayamisa. The Melt says, I'm not sure, that his first queen, he told her to come and she didn't want to come. The second queen comes when she doesn't tell her to come. So everything is prepared for this man. But what happened? He was sitting opposite the Pesach HaBayis. So, Vayihi, Chirois HaMelech Es Esther HaMalko Imedes Mechotzer. So when the Melech saw her, he saw her miyad, before the Shomri HaMelech could say anything. He sees her, Imedes Mechotzer, Noso Chein Be'enov. So first of all, the Noso Chein is an interesting Loshon. It should be Motso Chein. We always find the Loshon Motso Chein. Here we find Noso Chein. Also before we found the Loshon Noso Vatiso Esther Chein Meile Kol Re'el. The vort is that, like Chazal say, there came a Chut Shel Chein Min HaShamayim, because over here she was definitely Yirak Roikes after 3 days of fasting. And the Rebbeinu Shalom brought this ness that she was like a filter, that she was Nosochein. And that didn't help, because he still didn't want to be Moshe the Shavit, came a malach, and the malach pulled the shavit. Vayoyshet ha-melech le-Esther shavit ha-zov asher bi-yodoi, vatikrav Esther vatika barosh ha-shavit. He extended the scepter, which was in his hand. Why does it say asher bi-yodoi? Fashtetzach, if it's vayoyshet ha-melech, as Shavit Azov, it was in his hand. It was holding it with his foot. Obviously, it's Vayoshin, it was hanging in his hand. Elamai, that's where Chazal Medayik, that he be'etzim had it be'yodoi close to him. And the Malach came and forced it out. Umimela, she wasn't Chayav Misa. But the Teva is, she should have been Chayav Misa. Rabbi Koyach, the tefillis of Klal Yisrael, the mikoyach, the tannis, v'chule, came these malachim to bring these nisim. But we didn't see any of this. All we see is for some reason the melech sitting opposite the Pesach Habayis, and all of a sudden we see that he's stretching out the shavit. Vayoyimelo amelech malach Esther amalko. So the Melech says to him, what do you want, Esther? Ubaba koshoseich, what's your desire? What's your request, rather? So the God says there were two things he didn't want. What could she have wanted? Ad kedei kach, she's besakin herself to risk Misa. Either there's something for herself, Maloch Esther, what do you need? Or Bakosho is alacherim, Ubaba koshoseich alacherim. What can you possibly want? Ad chatzi amalchus v'yidos eloch. I'm willing to give you. Ad chatzi amalchus I'll give you. So she was the malka, he's the melech. He's willing to divide the malchus, so to speak. What does she actually want? She wants Klal Yisrael. How much of the malchus is Klal Yisrael? There's 127 medinas, and Klal Yisrael is one nation, a small nation. It's definitely less than chatzi amalchus. So this is the ripe opportunity for Esther to ask. This is what she was choshish. It would be all a big mistake going. And now you see, min hashamayim, the Rebbe Shem's made nisim, and ad kedei kach, he's offering her chatzi amalchus. No, Esther, ask. Matoy me Esther im al hamelech toiv. Yovoi hamelech v'homon hayoim el hamishte asher osisi lo. She didn't ask. She said, invites the Melech and Haman to this Mishneh which I have made for the Melech. Why? Because she would, don't forget, she's the whole time in Ruach HaKodesh, and she doesn't see in Ruach HaKodesh the time to ask. Interesting is that the Rosh Tevis Yovei HaMelech VeHaman HaYoim is the Shem Avaya. Dahainu, that her invitation to the Mishneh, you see, was that she was connecting with Hashem Yisbarach. We don't see it, it's Beremes, it's all Neis Nista, but that's what she was holding. Yovei HaMelech VeHaman HaYoim LaMishneh Asher Sisi Loi VaYomer HaMelech Baru Es Haman LaAsis Es Dvar Esther. Hurry him up, he should come quickly. Why? Because he doesn't want Esther to be Metzar. She's obviously gone tremendous tzar. He didn't know she was fasting. Vayova Amelech v'homen and Amishter she'osu so Esther. No, so they came. Vayova Amelech l'Esther b'mishter ayayin. In the mishter ayayin. Now he did what she asked for. She asked, he came in drinking. Ba she'i losech v'i losech loch. Uma bakoshoseich ad chatzi amalchus v'seos. What do you need? That's Sheila Seich. And what's the Bakosha al Acherim? Again, Ad Chatzia Malchus Veseos. No, this is the now ask. Vatan Esther Vatoima Sheila Seil Bakosha Seil Imotso Sichein Beilei HaMelech. Tisha Kabin came to the women. Why are you singing Samarich? Ask, you know what you need. What does she say? Yava Melech v'homan el Amisha she'esel leim bocha. Why? So the Chazal say that Stam Melech in the beginning is the Melech Malchei Amlochim. So Eloch Hanami, she's saying to the king, to Achashverosh, but she's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im motzosi chein be'enei ha-melech shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im motzosi chein be'enei Hashem. V'im al Hashem toiv lo seisus sheilosi v'la seisus bakoshosi. And she doesn't feel, there's no, the Ruach HaKadosh is not telling her ask for Klal Yisrael. No, you have to delay. And what did she say? She said something which is a pele. She said, "Yava Amelech v'homan el amishta she'es elohem." The first time she said "es osisi loy" for the melech. Now she says "lohem" that she's mashver the melech with homan. Umoch esek idvar melech. We'll see what that's significant. Vayeitzei homan vayoyimahu sobeach v'toiv lei. Why? Homan was at his spitz. He was Sameach in Chitzonius, Toiv Leiv in Eplimius. Why? Because, says the God, she was Mashveh him to the Melech, Es Elohim. Ad Kedei Kach, she likes him. And, says the God, he always had a problem. He wants to get rid of this Mordechai fellow. He wants to get rid of the Am Mordechai. But there's one thing they knew about the Malkah, that she grew up in Mordechai's house. So maybe she likes Mordechai. At the end of the day, she had a shaykhus with him. But when he saw that she didn't invite Mordechai to this mishnah is very exclusive. Only the melech and one other person, and he's the guy. She said lahem that she's mashveh him to the melech. Obviously, she doesn't like Mordechai. She has no feelings for Mordechai. Vekir ois Haman is Mordechai b'shar ha-melech v'loy kom v'loy zami menu. And as he bumps into Mordechai at the shar ha-melech, and Mordechai doesn't blink an eyelid. Not only did he not stand up for him, he didn't even flinch. Loy zami menu. Vayimale Haman a Mordechai chema. He went full of anger against Mordechai. Why? Says the God, calls mad that he thought Malka has a kesher with Mordechai. So that's what he thought Mordechai was being soimich on. But now he sees, and everybody sees, that the Malka doesn't like Mordechai. And the Malka likes him more than Mordechai. So the God, Amahu soimich. No, that's what the God writes. There. Amahu soimich. Ki achshav al ma bitchoinoi, ki gam Esther eila heves soisoi. This is so Amalekish, it's lo yehuman, right? He's not goyres HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is just in this world. So who is he soimech? He can't belong. How can he not stand up for him? Not even be goyres him. Alma mitchoinoi. And says the God, that when a person's in tremendous simcha, which he was, soimech v'toiv leiv, and suddenly you get a shock like he got, the Mordechai doesn't stand up. He says it can be it's a sakonis lefoshus. A person could die from that stira, and therefore he says that the trufa for the thing is that from this trauma of seeing Mordechai like this, is the therapy is you go and you tell over all the good things and you focus on all the good things in life. And that's what he did. Vayisapa common, vayovel besoy, vayishlach, vayove es oyhavov, vezeresh ishtoy. Vaysloy zeresh ishtoy is not bichlal oyhavov. Right, so he said, he calls his friends and zeresh. Vayisap elohem homon es kvoid oshroy, veroy bonov. This is why he's doing the therapy. He told them how much money he has, and how many sons he's got. and how much the Melech was magnified him. And he elevated him above all the Sorim and all the Avdei HaMelech. He's number one. Why does he say all this? This is to work out his trauma. And she only invited me. And I'm number one. I'm also going tomorrow. And none of this is worth anything to me. Calls mad that I see Mordechai sitting and not standing up for me. Which is also, look at his midas. The man is a mushchas gadol ma'od, has the most money in the world, the biggest covet in the world, except Kohen Malchus. He's got everything he could possibly want, and nothing is not worth anything to him when he sees that the Mordechai doesn't give him a missile covet. That's what the Bali Musa is saying. That's what Olam Hazeh is all about. Olam Hazeh, you can have all of Olam Hazeh, and you have this little tzar. Not worth anything. But this is, I told you, the Midas Ra'as, and what's going to destroy the Rishoyim, and this you're going to see how his Midas Ra'as are going to destroy him. Kol Zeh Einen Shoveli. Kol Zman Kol Eisa Shani Royes Mordechai Yehudi Yoshim Shara Melech. Before I'd called Oyavov Zeresh, and now Zeresh is jumping in. She was the first one to give this Eitzah. How are we going to help you? We have a gemaltiger psychological Eitzah for you. Yasu Eitz Gavoya Chamishim Abo. They should make a gallows 50 amas tall. 50 amas is be'erech 10 stories high. It's huge. Uvaboiker emor la'melech, and go early in the morning and tell the king emor la'melech. Don't ask him, just tell him. V'yislo is Mordechai Olav. You should tell the Melech. What should you tell the Melech? Tell the Melech very poshut that he didn't stand up for you, and he's supposed to be mishtachaveh. That's the law of the Melech. Go and tell him the truth. V'yislo is Mordechai Olav, and v'meila they'll hang Mordechai on the gallows. Uva ima Melech el amishter sameach. Then you'll be able to come to the Melech happy. V'yita v'adov v'lifnei Haman v'yas ha'etz. What's this Eitzah, the Chamishim Amah? What's the vort? It's not the Gaon, the Meridik HaVort. It said they made a cheshbon that from the palace, when he'll be sitting in the room with the Mishter, every time he's going to think of Mordechai, even if he would have killed Mordechai, every time he'll think of Mordechai, the trauma that he had by seeing Mordechai after the first Mishter would disturb him. So the refuah for that was, they'll make the gallows 50 amas high, and they made a cheshbon that from the window of that hall, he'll be able to see Mordechai hanging on the gallows. And every time he thinks about Mordechai, and he thinks about what happened yesterday, that trauma, he'll look out, he'll see Mordechai, and he'll calm down, and he'll be sameach, and he'll be gewaltig, and every time he thinks, that'll calm him down and make him sameach. That was their cheshbon. And Haman thought it was a gemaltic idea. So he himself goes and makes his gallows. He's got avodim adain shir, but it's a mitzvah by Yosebi Bishluchoi. So he did it himself. Balayla hahu nadudoshenas ha-melech. When it's Melech Malchi Avlochim, the Moshe was busy, and he disturbs the Achashverosh. Why? Because Achashverosh, what could she possibly want? She's endangered herself. She won't tell me what it is. It's another Mishneh. What can it be? It must be that somebody has done a tremendous toiva. Nobody's told me. Nobody's come and been megale anything to me. And he starts thinking another thing. Maybe there's somebody who did me a toiva, and I didn't reward him, If I didn't reward him, that's what people decided. Okay, there's no point in being on the king's side. No point in telling the king anything. You don't get anything. Don't forget, Shita Achashverosh is la'asos kirtzon ish va'ish. Keep everybody happy. There must be somebody who's not happy. So what do you do? So he says, "Vayoyim elohavi yaseifa asichronus divrei ayomim v'yiyu nikroim lifnei amelech." So he tells them to bring the divrei hayomim, where they had all the major events that happened. There were divrei hayomim, which was lifnei amelech, which, if you remember, the big Sovereterish event was put in, was written into those divrei hayomim, not into the big divrei hayomim, which has everything that ever happened. That was a huge book. These are the kits of major events, and that was where it was. Vayimotze kosuf. That's a funny notion. It was found written. What's the fact? It was found written. So who was Mishamish Achashverosh to read it? The son of Haman. And the son of Haman opens up the Divrei Hayomim, and he sees the whole story of Mordechai with Big Sova Seresh. So he turned over the page. Okay, well, you want to read that to the Melech? That's the last thing he wants to read. Comes a Melech, and a Melech puts the page back. So he wants to hear. And he keeps on thinking. What did we see? We don't see the Malachim. As the Gemara said, the Malachim kept on being the same. What did we see? We saw a wind. Oisei Malach of Ruchois. He opens it here, very windy. And this page, so the Melech says, read what is there. Vayimotze kosuf, asher he came out that it was written, asher higid Mordechai big son of Oseresh, shnei yisrisei HaMelech, mishoy me'asaf, asher bikshu lishloach yod, b'melech Achashverosh. So the whole story of big son of Oseresh was there. Vayom HaMelech, and so the Melech says, ma naso lekor yekor ugdula leMordechai al zeh. So what reward did he get? And he says the two aspects of the reward. Yekor is covered and gdula is riches. What covered and what riches, what money was given to Mordechai? What thing? Vayomru nare HaMelech v'shosov lo naso imoy dovor. And he said nothing. He wasn't given any reward. And now the Melech realizes what it's all about. Because sof kol sof, Esther had the Sheikh with Mordechai. And she obviously was Moisa Nefesh to the king should reward Mordechai. And obviously, if she invited Haman to this thing, it must be that Haman is the closest friend of Mordechai and also is going to be Melech's toy for Mordechai. Otherwise, well, why did she invite Haman? Now he understood everything. Or let's say more accurately, he misunderstood everything. So what do you do? How much schar? I only offer the ad chatzia malchus, but the maisa saving the king's life is the ganze malchus. What's she going to ask for? Vayom haMelech mi bechotzer. He wants the mishola eitzer. Who's in the chotzer?
Why did Achashverosh think that Mordechai and Haman were friends? That didn't Haman want to destroy Mordechai's nation?
Everything could be loved after. So he would say, yeah, he wants to destroy the thing, and he also hates the Jews and everything else. But at the end of the day, it must be that he's got this Mordechai. Will be somehow he'll survive the Gzeira, because now I know that Mordechai saved my life, and obviously Esther is coming to ask for the schar, and obviously Haman must be his closest advocate. Vayoyim haMelech. Look, there are lots of times you had this thing when there was the expulsion in Spain, right? So Barbanel was the minister of the treasury in the thing, and he was a very, very good minister, treasury minister for Ferdinand, the king and the queen of Spain. So they made the Xeria that all the Jews have to leave. But they didn't want to get rid of the Barbanel. He's a very valuable asset. So they told him he doesn't have to leave. I expelled all the Jews. The Jews are terrible and everything. Yeah, they don't see me like clowns. So they thought the Haman do the same thing. The Haman bo lechatsa beis haMelech hachitzoy lo leim al haMelech lislois es Mordechai alo eitzo shei chidloi. and Haman's coming was there put to the Beis HaMelech, the Chatz Beis HaMelech. He's coming to tell the king to hang Mordechai. Asher heichid loy. Why do you need asher heichid loy? It's alo eitz asher heichid. You don't have to heichid loy. So the Chazal say loy heichid. The be'etzem min ha-shomayim, the whole thing was he built the gallows for himself. But we'll see how that happens. Vayoyimru nari ha-melech eilom. Hine homon oimid mechotzer. Homon's there. Ah. He was so happy because this is exactly the guy I need to be Messiah's. And he's not going to tell him Mordechai, because if he tells him Mordechai, he's going to be Oy Melora, or he's going to ask for. So he's going to ask him, Messiah Lefi Tumoy. Vayobe Homan. Vayobe Loy Amelech. Man answers, Boish Asher Amelech Chofetz Mikora. What should one do? Have a shaylem sisyatzus from Haman. What should the king do for someone who he wants to give covet? Now, well, he didn't say gedula, yikar or gedula. He said yikaroi. What happened to the word gedula? Before he asked the nari, he asked that in the night, what was yikar or gedula? Min hashamayim, the Rebbe Shalom slipped the word gedula out of his mouth, so he didn't say gedula. Mimele vayomer homen beliboy the mi yachmoitz amelech lasus yekar yosem imeni. Who could it possibly be that the melech only wants to give kovod and doesn't want to give any money? It must be me, because I've got so much money that a bit more money isn't going to say anything to me, even though I don't think that would be true. Misuyesh lemone rotsim osayim v'chule. But the mitzad the king's aspect, that the reward which the king would want to give must be me, because I'm the only person who just a bit more covered would think. I, in the previous president of the United States, has money under thing, and all of a sudden he wants to be a president of the United States. Why? Because the choreo, he wanted more yukar, he wanted more covered. That was the otherwise. Why on earth should he want to be the president of the United States? Vayoyimeh homon el ha-melech, ish, ashe ha-melech, chofetz mikoroi, and he's imagining himself. Yoviu levush malchus, ashe lo mashboi ha-melech. They should bring the coronation, the coronation, the levush malchus, which is the begodim when he was coronated, the levush malchus, which the king himself wore, not the dressing up things from L.A., you know, when they're used in the movies. The real one, the real stuff. Vesus, asherochav olav ha-melech, and the horse which the melech himself rode on. Vashenitan kesem malchus beroishoy. When, they have to, the Roshim say, he didn't ask the kesem malchus. You can't expect, only the melech's allowed to wear the keser. He never thought he would wear the keser. But on the sus, which was the big day malchus, when the keser was put on the head of the melech, on the day of the coronation. The day of the coronation is the day when you have the biggest kvod malchus possible. The Maiser Lizzie hasn't worn the crown since that day. And she has never, she only sat on the throne on that day. She never sat on the throne again. I was went in the palace once, touring the palace. So I asked the fellow there, how often does she sit on the throne? You know, in the throne room, there are these two thrones. No, they look so choshev either. But anyway, he said, well, actually, she has never sat on that, only on the day of the coronation. And he says, she's a very informal queen, you know. She doesn't like any formalities, and she doesn't have all these official receptions receiving people. She never receives people in this throne room. It's all just the chitzei chitzonius. The second throne, which is identical to the first one, was made for Philip, and he's never sat on it, because they never think. And she receives people in the living room or in the dining room, wherever she receives people. She doesn't do the whole formal zach of Malchus, which is interesting. You know, what's going to happen if Charlie will ever become king? You know, she doesn't seem to want to die. But Al-Kopponim, that's what Haman wanted, the quote Malchus of the day of the coronation. He has it all worked out, right? Haparatamim, you have to have one of the ministers has to take the clothing and the sus. It's me. And they have to dress him. The Cholila, he should actually have to put the clothes on himself. This is quite Malchus Adaksei. Virkivuhu ala sus b'choiv ha'ir. And whoever it is, one of the Sorei Melech, Hirkivuhu is Loshen Rabbim, they should take him round in the Rechov Ha'ir, the Korul Lefonov, Kocha Yoseh Lo'ish, Hashem Melech Hovitz Bikorim. It's a crazy thing, what's that? It's a Meshuggah, covered. But that's this Mensch. He's such a Mushchas. The Melech was so happy. Covered doesn't cost any money. And it won't cost him anything. And this is when they come to the Mishnah and Esther and Haman's going to ask for kovet for Mordechai, they'll be able to say, I gave him the schar. He doesn't desire, I gave him the schar. And what schar did I give him? The schar that you, Mr. Haman, said that should be given to the Ish Asher Melech Chofetz Bikorei. So it patters him from any from being asked for more schar. So he really liked the idea. Vayom HaMelech LaHaman, Maher, Kach es alavush. Why maher? Before the Mishnah. He wants that before the Mishnah. Kach es alavush v'sasus kasheti barto. You take the levush and the sus, like it's your idea. V'asekei leMordechai haYehudi ayoshe b'shar haMelech. And you do it. And he says he was Moisif. The Melech was Moisif in the covenant because Haman's idea was one of the Sorei haMelech apartamim. He says, you do it yourself. You're the most choshev sar there is in the Malchus. You be mechavid. He thought Haman would be very pleased to do that for his friend Mordechai. And then he'd be able to say that I gave even more schar to Mordechai than Haman dreamt up. Why does he say Mordechai ha-Yehudi ha-Yoshe b'shar ha-Melech? How many Mordechais are there? Terence's Chazal say, he said Mordechai. Haman got total shock. Mordechai? He says lots of Mordechais. Mordechai HaYehudi. Yeah, it's a very common Jewish name. There's many Mordechais, Yiddish Mordechais. No, the HaYoshe B'Shar HaMelech. Him? To him? Al Tapel Dova Mikol HaShem Dibarotu. He started arguing, and the Melech says, go and do it miyad. And every single prat that you said. Nebach. Vayikach Haman es alavush v'esasus. Vayal Meshes Mordechai. So he had to go himself. And he had to dress Mordechai, Vayar Kivehu Birchoiv Ha'ir. And he made him ride. So Chazal say that Vayar Kivehu was, Mordechai said, I can't get on the horse. I'm too weak. I've had 3 days of Tanis. I can't get on the horse. So he said, well, you have to get on the thing. So he told Mordechai, bend down. To Haman, bend down, and he climbed up on Haman and gave him a kick. Vato Abba Masedu Sidroich. And that's how he got on the horse. Vayar Kivehu, he made him ride the horse. Also, Chazal say, Nochazach, it's all the Doirish, bushes and bushes and bushes. That's what's happening now. This is the Nefila of Haman. The Esther came, and Esther closed all the barber shops in Shushan. So the God says, how could she possibly do that? He says, with a shame. She made all the barbers closed. And Mordechai says to him, I can't put on the Levush Malchus, I need to have a haircut. Now, Haman was a barber one time. So he made Haman give him a haircut. It was this whole godless of Haman. Made him give him a haircut. Made him take him to the mikveh and give him a shower. And then he made him dress him. And then he climbs up on him as much to be bushes and bushes and bushes to Amalek. Vayikra lefanav kocha yeoseh lo ish asher ha-melech chofetz bikorei. Louder. Kocha yeoseh lo ish asher ha-melech chofetz bikorei. He has to go around the whole city telling everybody, this is the mensch asher ha-melech chofetz bikorei. After this whole event, what did Mordechai do? L'chayim, we have the Yeshua. No. We haven't got the Yeshua yet. Vayosha Mordechai el Shar HaMelech. Mordechai went back miyad to his tefillahs and to the El Shar HaMelech, not into the Shar HaMelech. V'haba nidchaf el beisoy ovel v'chafui rosh, had kuyadua, that his daughter saw this parade. She thought, she assumed that before Mordechai is going to be hung, then the Melech was mitzavim Mordechai to take Haman around the city. So she decided to be Moisif in the Busha Mordechai, just like we have a mitzvah to be Moisif in Amalek, they have a mitzvah to be do cruelty towards the yin. So she threw the shofchim, the filthy water, and then they didn't have bathrooms, right? They used bowls and stuff in the house. So she threw that on the person she thought was Mordechai, the one leading the horse. And Haman looked up, who threw all this filthy water on him, and she saw it was her father. Now, kibudav is a big thing in Esav. So she realized what she'd be mevayesh her father, so she dropped out the window and committed suicide right in front of him. That's why he was avel v'chafui rosh, his the filthy head, and he was avel. All this is moisif in the downfall in the Yisurin of Haman. So he came home. So he tells them, everything just happened. Mr. Mikre, Ben Benoi Shel Korcha, the Amalekim, everything is Mikre. One second, they were called Oyavov the whole time. Now all of a sudden they're called Chachomov, says the Gon, because they're saying now at Vachochma. Look what they said. In Misera HaYehudim Mordechai Asher Hachiloi Sol Nidpoil Lefonov. Right? HaYehudim is a positive. It's up. Because that's what they're saying. If Mordechai is a Yid, and you started to fall, Loi Suchal Loi Kidofol Tipol Lefonov. They said to him that once the Yidden are like this, Yidden don't have any muzzle. Either the Yidden are lamala l'mikol ha-mazolos or mitachas l'kol ha-mazolos. We thought that they were mitachas l'kol ha-mazolos because it's golos, the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. Now we see, if Mordechai, you've begun to fall in front of Mordechai, that means that Mordechai is being oile like a Yid. Mordechai mizera ha-yehudim is a oile l'malo. Then they told him, you will never be able to be menatzeachim. That's the Dvar Chochmah. That's Chochmah. They realize that it's min ha-shamayim. And oida medabrim imoy. But, says the Gon, he refused to, he didn't accept the Eitzah. He said, no, it's all Mikre. And they said, let me ask you, how come it all happened? Was there? It must have been that when you started talking about Mordechai, there were other people there, and they defended Mordechai to the Melech, and the Melech decided that Mordechai was right. He said, no, there was nobody there. I just came early in the morning, like you told me, nobody else was there, and I just wanted to tell the Melech, and the Melech asked me this question, and it was just Mikre. It was not, no Hezba. Mikre. And he refused to cut down the tree. And they say, you won't be able to defeat him. You won't be able to hang him. And he says, I will be able to hang him. And then while this argument was carrying on.
Why was
because,
Zeresh's name after him?
What?
Why was Zeresh's name after this time?
Because maybe she wasn't the Mechadish, maybe. The Chachomim were Mechadish this. She called so Zamalekis. Yeah. I'm not sure if she was a Malekis, actually. I think she wasn't a Malekis. That's why he wanted to speak the original Igris, was to speak the Beloshan Amoy, that he should speak a Malekish to her, and she has been forced to speak a Malekish and not whatever. But anyway, they said, and he's arguing them because he holds his Mikret, because the Nekuda of a Malekish in him is what he refused to cut down the gallows. And while they were speaking, Oido medabrim imoy, the Sarisei HaMelech higiu. And the Sarisei HaMelech came to take him off to the Mishneh. Vayavhilu lahovi es homen ben ha-Mishneh asher ozeh so ester. Mashmeh, he didn't even have a shower. He didn't even wash off the Chafui Rosh Nebuch. Aba al kol ponim, maybe he did before when he first came home, whatever. But they, the Sarisei HaMelech, heard the whole discussion, and they heard him say that, no, I will be able to hang Mordechai. No, Vayoma HaMelech Vahomad Lishnoi Sim Esther HaMalko. He's still offering the same thing, even though she hasn't received it. It's the third time he's offered it to her, and he's still holding there. It didn't change. Vatan Esther Malko Vatoimar. Now she says these two things, because in order to have a bakosha, to be bale a bakosha, that God says, you need two things. One is the person you're asking has to like you, and secondly, it has to be he has to hold that it's a good idea, that the bakosha you're asking for is be'etzim good. So she says, im botzasi chein beinecho, v'im al ha-melech toiv, and if it's be'etzim good. Shaila is on herself, the bakosha is al acherim. Why did she ask now straight out? Because now she saw the simen min ha-shamayim. This whole thing with Haman and taking Mordechai around the city was the simen she was waiting for, that the Yeshua has started. Such a strange thing, klo min ha-shamayim, that's the simen, the beginning, the feeler of Haman. If it's the feeler of Haman, we'll be able to get to do the ishtadlus, and it'll work. Ki nimkanu ani v'ami lehashmid la'roig u'la'beid. We've been sold. What do you mean we've been sold? How does she know? When were they sold? Because what did Haman come and do? Haman gave Aseres Alofim Kikar Kesef to the Melech, and with that he bought Klal Yisrael, and then the Melech gave him back the money. He didn't even accept it. He was Keilu Iskabel. He said Akesef Nosun Loch, but he wasn't Mevatar on the money. So the Ma'aseh said there was a Mechira, and Klal Yisrael were Nimkar to Haman. And Mordechai knew all this, and Mordechai told her about the Parashas HaKesef, so she knew all the details. And Mordechai knew about the secret letters which said Lahashmid Larig Ulaabed. And Achashverosh was in the whole thing. Achashverosh wanted the whole thing, only he didn't want to be the perpetrator. He gave it over to, he sold to Haman. You do, kasher toig beinecho. You do, here's the tabas, you make the gzeres. Why? Because he was worried that he was going to suffer if he starts up with Klal Yisrael. So he wants Haman to do it. But all of a sudden he sees that Esther knows the whole parsha, all the secrets. Oy gewalt, ki nimkanu. Now, what did Haman actually ask for? La'abed. Yikosev la'abdom. He didn't tell the Melech la'ashmid la'arug. Why? Because he was choshesh that if he would ask to kill them, he wasn't sure the Melech would agree to kill a whole nation. So he said la'abed, and afterwards the Melech gave him the rishus to do whatever he wants. So he was mefarish la'abed means la'ashmid la'arug u'la'abed. But the Melech was just told actually la'abed, which was a nice way out of the Melech saving face. But so she's, but even though he Ba'etzim wanted the whole thing, but officially he only gave Rishus la'abed. So she says, if it would have been la'abed, it would have been la'avodim lishvachos nimkanu. If the sale would have been just we would be avodim, I wouldn't have said anything. But to kill the whole Klal Yisrael, that it's not kedai for the Melech. The Tsar is not kedai for the Nezek HaMelech to actually kill them. So she's going the whole chashoshes of Haman, which is his amalekius and his choshesh for everything. So he only said la'abed to the Melech. Now that's hoifech olav. It's another one of the menafachs in the Megillah, that she could now use that and say that if what the Melech agreed to, I would have kept quiet, I would have been masking. But he's taken the Melech's rishus and misusing it. Not really true, because the Melech was very happy for the whole thing. But she was able to say this to the Melech. And the Melech got very worried. Was she accusing him? What? Who is it? Hashem lo libo ilas is Cain, who filled his heart to do such a thing, was called laring lashmid laring lamim swam the kol alei to do such a thing. Batoi me este ish tsar the oyev haman hara hazeh. What does she have to say? Ish tsar the oyev. So haman. He asked who it is. Say haman. So Chazal that she started pointing to Achashverosh. What? That was the most ridiculous thing to do. She got point to Achashverosh, and he came a Malach and pushed her head to Haman. So the God, what's the pshat? The God says that when a person is thinking the whole time on something and concentrating on something, then subconsciously that he may say that or focus on that. She's davening the whole time completely. Ribbono shel Olam, be mashpi al Achashverosh. Ribbono shel Olam, be mashpi al Achashverosh. Achashverosh, Achashverosh, Achashverosh. So she hears, yeah, mi hu zeh ve'eizeh hu. So subconsciously she points to Achashverosh because she's focusing the whole time on Achashverosh in her tefillas. That would have been a tragedy, or would have defeated the whole Ishtadlis. Came a Malach. Reb Shlomo Sechet Tzadim Koch used to say, all these malachim which are coming, all bischus the tefillas, all bischus the dveikus b'Hashem, Klal Yisrael, Esther, came the malach and pointed, pushed ahead. So ish tzar v'oyev, that she's focusing on Achashverosh. He's the ish tzar v'ahomon hara hazeh. Him. V'ahomon nivas b'lifnei ha-melech v'amalko. And Haman was confused, between, was shocked between, in front of the Melech and the Malka. He's shocked in front of the two of them. What's the pshat lifnei Melech and Malka? We know he's lifnei Melech and Malka. So the God, that Haman, the Gemara says Haman was the biggest mesape loshon hara that ever existed. He's stuck now. He can't say to the queen. He could have said, I didn't realize that you're Jewish, and Klal Yisrael is so choshev, and I made a big mistake. If you're Jewish, then I must have made a big mistake. But he couldn't say that when the Melech's there, because he told the Melech, he knows everything about Klal Yisrael, we have to get rid of them. To say if the Malka wouldn't have been there, he wouldn't have been able to say, no, Harami, they're terrible, we should get rid of them. He can't say that when the Malka's there. So when it's Lifnei HaMelech VaMalka, he couldn't say anything. That is min hashamayim, because he's mesape loshon hara the whole time against Klal Yisrael, and he invented all the shkorim against Klal Yisrael, the doseh hamelech einam oisim v'chule v'chule. So the Ribbono shel Olam put him in a matzav that he can't say anything. Mida k'neged mida. Now he can't talk. So what did the Melech do? No. So exercise your rights as a Melech. Why was he so angry? He wasn't angry about Haman. He was angry that the whole thing. Esther knew the whole plan. So what did he do? He walks out of the Mishteh El Ginas Abison, to the garden, to cool off and to think of an Eitzah. Now what am I going to do over here? He doesn't want to kill Haman. He doesn't want to upset Esther. He's got to keep on Esther's good side. Lasos kirtzon ish ve'ish. How do I figure out what to do? V'homon omad levake shal nafshe mi'esa malko. Now the Melech's gone, so then he stood up to plead for his life from Esther, and he's telling her how choshev she is v'chule. Ki ra ki kolsa elov hara sofei teves, the sof teves of ki kolsa elov hara yudke vavke. In the beginning, when she's inviting them to the Mishteh, it all says Yud Kei Vav Kei, at the beginning, And now it's the end of Haman, is Kolso Vaita, it's all Havaya, it's all Hashem Yisparah doing this. And he, now he sees the end is in sight. Be'eis HaMelech, HaMelech Machashverosh, HaMelech Melchei HaMlochim. V'HaMelech Shom Migin HaSabison El Beis Mishnah Yayin. The Melech came back from the garden. Why did he come back? What, he has an Eitzah? No. So in Chazal, the Gemara says that the Rebbeinu Shem sent Malochim to chop down the garden. Now, in Babylon, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world were the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. They were very big in Babel, these very, very special gardens in the palace. He moved the whole palace to Shushan. Mistomer, he also made a Gewaltiger garden in his palace in Shushan. There was some chashivas of the whole thing. And he comes to the garden to calm down and think of an answer. And there are these men, Lichoira men, they're Malochim Bidmus Anoshim, chopping down and ruining the whole gardens. He says to them, "What are you doing?" And they tell him, "Haman sent us to uproot the whole garden." So, what do you mean? That's a sheker gas. How did Rebbeinu Shem do that? Bido, can I get Bido? Haman told Shkorim about Klal Yisrael, so he's going to go, Mitoich, absolute sheker. So the Melech comes back and he's still fuming. And he's falling over the mita. What's he falling? Nofal, it should say. Not noifel, it could say they're falling. So the Gemara, he tried to get up when the Melech came in. And a Malach comes and forces him down on the bed of Esther. But it's not fair. He does want to give me, he wants to be Mechabit the Melech. we're treating Haman with his own medicine. Right? Shkorim and Shkorim and Shkorim. Vayoy v'amelech agam lichmesh es hamalcha imi baboyis. You want to be kovish her? You want to kill her? What are you trying to do? When I'm in my house, hadom yotzev be amelech uplei haman chofu. What could Haman say? He said, "No, I'm asking rachamim for the malka. I'm not trying to destroy the queen. Poof, I can't. I'm asking rachamim. What are you asking rachamim for the malka? You told me that they're terrible people. How are you saying he couldn't say anything?" No, so now get rid of him. He still doesn't want to get rid of him. Vayomer chavoyna, echad min asarisim lifnei amelech. Chavoyna, who b'derech hapshat was sent to bring Haman to the Mishneh, and chavoyna heard Haman saying, "I'll still be able to kill Mordechai, I'm not, it was just Mikre, I'm not chopping down the gallows." Says Chavoyna, and he points, because you could see the gallows from the window, "Gab hine ho'eitz asher osa Haman leMordechai asher dibetoiv al haMelech." Here is the gallows, and he wanted to kill Mordechai, who was dibetoiv al haMelech. It's still there. He refused to cut it down. Govoya chamishim amo, and you can see it. So the God, why is that so significant? Because Eina doime shmir l'ri'a, and he could see it in front of his eyes. The Melech could now see it, which another nafoch. The whole Eitzah making chamishim amos. Haman should see a Mordechai tolly on it now, because the king saw the gallows in front of his eyes, and it was made for Mordechai, asher dibetoiv al haMelech. And Haman couldn't say, "Mordechai was dibetoiv al haMelech? I never knew, your majesty. I thought he was a terrible fellow." Now, he couldn't say that, because he just spent the whole morning taking Mordechai around the town, saying, "This is the ish asher haMelech chovetz mikara." So he had no defense, because of the big summer serish episode. That's what comes into the whole thing and helps us get rid of this Haman. And the Melech says, "Hang him on it." How could the Melech do that? Because if you remember, I don't know who was here, the first Perek, that Haman amended the constitution, and Haman brought in the law that anything which is nogea to the Melech can be done la'atzmoy. Hooray! the law used to be before the Vashti incident was that anything which is nogeh to the melech has to go to a court of law, and it has to be lefi the yoidei dos vadin. Why? Because that was a protective law to protect any of the ministers. The melech shouldn't just be able to say tlu olav. But Haman himself changed that law in order to get his whole cheshbonus with Zeresh, that the Melech should be able to say that Vashti can't come and Vashti should be killed, v'chula v'chula. So he changed that law. And this change was what enabled the Melech to say Tluhu Olav. Had the king sat down and thought about it, and he would have gone to the court of law, then Haman would not have been killed. The melech would have been choyzer and this, and they would have found eitzes and that to dray out of the whole thing. But because of the Haman amendment, that's how the melech could say tluhu olav. The Gaon has an interesting pshat here, very, very interesting. The ultimate sheker is the Gaon says that when Chavona said hine ha'eitz asher osa Haman the Mordechai, the melech heard it like this. In Ken's side, you have to say that the Melech was mamish narcissistic person, was only thinks about himself the whole time. He heard that he heard Chavona say like this: Hinei ha'etz asher also haman leMordechai asher diber, comma, that when he was making the eitz, when he was making the gallows, Haman said, Toiv al haMelech, that the gallows is good for the king, and Be'etzim he wanted to kill the king. And that's why he said Tluhu Olav. Now it's not true he never said Toiv al haMelech Eloch Hanami. Well, that's Midah Kelegen Midah. Haman was Bale Nishna Bisha against the Klal Yisrael, so he went from a whole sheker that the Melech misunderstood what Chavona had said. Who was Chavona? Machlokes. Yesh Oimim Chavona was one of his cronies, one of his chevra, who knew the whole plan. So Reb Shlomo Tzadik Mikolish used to say, so what was the pshat that Chavona Davka turned on Haman? He says because Haman Be'etzim was saved in a previous milchama. Mordechai saved Haman's life, and Haman was boigeid in Hashaheni. We say that Haman was boigeid against Mordechai. And the Mordechai saved his life, and now he wants to kill Mordechai. So the Midah Keneged Midah was his own mensch turned against him and treasoned him. V'yesh oimrim the Chavona was Eliyahu, and the Rebbe Shem sent Eliyahu to say Bidmus Chavona. So Haman thought it was Chavona, but it wasn't actually Chavona. Mevaita, absolute sheker min hashamayim, mida kenegen mida, because of the shkarim that he had said.
According to the second pshat, why is it zechul
tov? What?
According to the second pshat, it's just Eliyahu. So why do we say Chavona zechul tov?
Fakert. We say zechul tov because Eliyahu is zechul tov. That's the poshut pshat is. When we say Chavona is Zocher LaTov, it was Eliyahu. According to, if it was Chavona himself, then why is he Zocher LaTov? So the Reb Shlomo says more than that. Is it because he did tshuva? The last minute he did tshuva, that's why he's Zocher LaTov. Not stumbling, he did something good. But Eliyahu is always Zocher LaTov. Because Eliyahu waiting, that's always the shame. Yeah, Eliyahu Zocher LaTov. So Eliyahu should come bring the Geula.
So it's not about
Tzchar,
it's just
like
he should be
the Mishmah. Yeah. And that is the Mamish Venafoch. V'chamas ha-melech shochocho. And the king calmed down. And now, what do we have? Nothing. We haven't got anywhere yet. Bayomahu Nasan Melech Achashverosh LeEsther Malka Es Beis Haman Tzorei HaYehudim. So what did the Melech do? He gave Esther Haman's house Tzorei HaYehudim to show that he held of Esther. Umordechai Bo Lifnei HaMelech Ki Gida Esther Mahu Lo. Now Esther told everything that she's related to Mordechai. he knew now that she was a Yid. She had to tell him that she was a Yid and exactly all the pratim. So he brought Mordechai lifnei Amelech. Vayosa Amelech is tabato shehevir mehoman. Vayid nala Mordechai. And a pliatsuma, another nafoch, which is also going to be very significant. We have to see still. He took the ring from Haman and gave it to Mordechai. Now, normally the king would never give his signet ring to someone. It's tremendous power. It means that what Haman did to misuse the power, goes and takes the signet ring, sends out letters, and signs it kilu the king had signed it. He wouldn't normally do that, but since he'd already done that, he'd already made a precedent and given it to Haman. Now he wanted to show that he's ba'ad Mordechai, so he gave the tabas from Haman. He gave it to Mordechai because he'd given it to Haman. He now gave it to Mordechai. Vatosim estes Mordechai al beis Haman, and Esther appointed Mordechai over the beis Haman. Why? What's the pshat? Says the Gaon that Esther, whole thing is not to be nene mitovas rishoyim. She's still holding by that midah. She does not want to have any hanor from tovas rishoyim. So he gave her the base hammer. She couldn't refuse it. That wouldn't have been a wise thing to do. But as soon as the king appointed Mordechai to such a choshev position, she could go like the king and put Mordechai in charge. She's not going to be nene from the base hammer. Mordechai will do whatever he'll do with it, but it's her particular avoida, and Davka, she's a woman, and women are much more nene from Gashmias than men. Davka, she was metaken this being nene from Tovas HaRishoyim. And as far as the king's concerned, the parsha's finished. But Lamaisa Rabbeisai, nothing has changed. What's happening right now? This is 3 days after, or 4 days after Haman sent out his igros. The igros are written b'shem Haman? No. They're written b'shem HaMelech, signed b'shem HaMelech, everywhere throughout the whole Medina. As we're talking, these igros are being sent out to all the governors. Every place that the riders are coming to, they're putting up the Pashegin Aksav, signed by the Melech, Lios Asidim Layoim Azeh. I am Menorah. When it comes to the 13th of Adar, there's going to be a terrible pogrom. It's just going to happen. The fact that Haman's dead is totally irrelevant to the Haman plan. Vatoisev Esther vatadabel ifnei Amelech. So Esther continued, and she asked the fair Amelech, vatipol ifnei Raglov, vateif, vatischanin loy. Now, beforehand, she didn't know all this. She starts crying, and she's mischanin. Lehavis ras Haman Agogi, to take away the evil of Haman. Vesmach shavtoi asher choshev al Yehudim, and his plans. Why didn't she cry before? Because the situation is far worse now than it was before. Because before, she's hoping to be able to stop the plan. And she sees, what does he do? He hangs Haman. He hanged Haman because he was a threat to the king, not because he did anything about the Yidden, what she asked for. And she asked for the Klal Yisrael. He hasn't given her Klal Yisrael. He hasn't taken away the plan. And he thinks that just killing Haman will keep her quiet, and everything's fine. What's going to happen on the 13th of Adar? There'll be a whole bloody pogrom, and Rachman and Itzlan, a lot of Yidden will be killed, and Ahasuerus will be happy. It's not his fault. So she's crying her eyes out. Lahav is Ras Haman. Vayoyishet HaMelech le'Esther shavit hazov v'tokom Esther v'tomed lifnei HaMelech. This is a shvera posuk, because what's the pshat? Did she go out and she came again? Then if she came again, then why is it v'teich v'tischanin lo lahavir? She's outside and things. So how was it? Why she couldn't have been mischanin to him when she was outside? So if she was inside, why was he yoshet to the Shavit Hazov? Elamai's mashma, this is a hemshech. She's still there. And in Kolzeh, it was a simon that she should stand up or something. Not clear, this pasuk quote. The whole machlokes of the mafoshim, what it's really talking about. Al kolponim, He tells her to stand up. So she says, "Im ala melech toiv, v'im motzasi chein lefonov." Again, these two bechinas. If it's good, be'etzem, and I'm motzasi chein, v'kosha adov lifnei melech, v'toiv ani be'enov. One second. First of all, it's the other way around than before. First she asked before was motzasi chein, and then amelech toiv. Now it's the other way around. Teretz is, one second. If it's not a good thing to kill the whole Jewish nation, then what's enough given if she's Matzochein or not? It's not a good thing. It's kosher adova to retract the Haman letters, so retract them, because Be'etzim is thing. She knows that he doesn't want to retract them. So she's throwing in the whole time her personal relationship with him. Do you like me? And if it's kosher adova, because if you decide not to do it, that means I'm not toiva. That means you don't like me. And Hari Sofkosov is infatuated with her. So she throws in together with the absolute reason that it should be thing. You should retract the letters. The lahoshiv es hasfarim. Again, she puts in her personal feelings. How could I see? I'll become depressed. I'll become all zerbrochen. That's not true. They hung him because he threatened the Jews. It's not true. They hung him because he made a gallows for Mordechai Shadi Betoiv al HaMelech. Nothing to do with the Sholach Yodah by Yehudim. Vatem kisu ala Yehudim katoy beinechem b'shem HaMelech v'chisu v'tabas HaMelech kiksova shenichta b'shem HaMelech v'nachtu v'tabas HaMelech ein lahoshiv. It's I cannot resend Haman's letters, because the law is you can't change a gzeirah from the malchus. So you can write whatever you want. You have the tabas, because he took it from Haman and gave it to Mordechai. He gave him reshus to write b'shem ha-melech and choysim b'tabas ha-melech, whatever you want, but I cannot bring back the letters. I cannot be mevatel the Haman letters. Vayikoru sofri ha-melech bo'isahi b'chodesh ha-shlishi u'chodesh sivon b'shloisha v'esrim bo'i. So they called the Sofer HaMelech only on Chodesh Sivan, on the 23rd of Sivan. Why did they wait so long? We're holding by the 16th or 17th of Nisan here. Why did he wait so long? Says the Gon that he waited for the riders to come back to Shushan, and he wanted to send his letters with the same riders, so they will be able to say this is authentic. And this is the same thing. Not that there's Hilu, a second rider came, and Mordechai is a stam sending them out, and maybe they're not the real riders from the Melech. It has to be the same ones. Said Reb Shlomo, what's going on right now? For 73 days, these riders are going through the Malchus. Haman is already dead, and Klal Yisrael are still being threatened. For 73 days, Yidden are davening and davening and davening. Every place that the riders are coming, and most places, the riders are coming after Haman's dead already, and they're giving out these letters. And being ma'oireh, like we saw before, kol mokom shedvar melech magia, evil godru la Yehudim, v'chule v'chule. Because he wanted them all to daven. The whole Klal Yisrael need to daven. That's the tikkun for the etzim, mishtachu l'tzelim. He sent specially to the Yidden as well. And what did he write? Vayichto b'shem ha-melech ha-chashvesh v'yachto b'tabas ha-melech vayishlach sforim b'yadarotzim b'susim roich v'arechesh v'ashteronim b'nei ha-ramokim. The poor Rotzim Nevach were completely knocked out, so he sent them this time on horses, but the same people. Asher nosan ha-melech ha-la-yehudim, asher b'chol ir v'ir, lehi kohel, v'lamed al-nafshom, What did he write in the second letter? It couldn't be mevatel the first letters, but he now gave reshus that the yidden could gather together. You know, every place has a law of how many people you're allowed to get together. In this country, you're allowed 49 people without reshus from the mishtara. They don't always keep the laws, but that's the official law. If you want to make Afghana 50 people, you need reshus. Now the melech gave in every place the yin lehi kahel. V'lamud al nafshom, they can defend themselves. Lahashmid laragul abed is kol chel am umedina, they can destroy a whole army or a nation, a whole nation, or a whole country. It was unbelievable reshus that they got. Hatsori moisom, whoever causing them trouble. Taf v'noshim, completely, women and children. Ushlolam lavois, and spoil, take all their money. And who decides whether they're sorry? The Yidden themselves. They gave unbelievable koyach, these letters, to the Yidden. Why does it say lahashmid lash? Is not nogea to the goyim. Because he wanted to use the exact lashon of Haman and to apply it to the yin. B'yom echad chomdinas amelech achashverish b'shloisha also lechodesh shnei masor lechodesh adar, on the same day, on the 13th. That was to all the governors. Pas shegin aksov ninosin dos b'chomdinam dina golu lekol ha'amim. Now the big tzetlach which he put up, and Haman was scared. Mr. Amaleki, choishish for everything to write the details. It just said, "Lios asidim la yoim hazeh." Now Mordechai could be magia that. So what was he magia? Velios. That's why it says velios. What's it? Velios? It's the part of the quote of the Paschegin. Velios hayehudim asidim la yoim hazeh li nokem meyofeim. So now, what have you got? Every city in the thing, wherever there's this Paschegin, it says now, Velios HaYehudim Asin Dolayom Azili Nokim Me'aveim, signed by the Melech. The Melech has given Rishus to the Yidden on the 13th of Adar. Now we know what this Paschegin was all about. They can be misnakim on their enemies. The governors have both letters, Haman's letters and Mordechai's letters. And very quickly, I'll tell you what the thing. We skip a couple of psukim. Everybody got scared. All the Hamon Am got scared of the Yidden. The Melech given them Rishus. They never knew them for the half a minute. Now the Melech given them Rishus. Linokim. And v'shneim also chodesh shem chodesh adar v'yoyim asher higi sibru ayoyim v'ahim nishloit bahem v'nafachu sheyishlutu ayhodim heiman b'soneim. Why? Nikalu yidim barem b'chol medinos melech achshvei shetlo yab v'vakshei rosam v'yish lo omad b'fneim ki nofal pachtom al kol ha'amim v'chol sorei ha'medinos achshterav v'tarapenim v'apachas v'oisei ha'malocha. All the governors asher l'malich l'melech menasim es ha'yehudim. They didn't take go with Haman's letters. Why? Ki nofal pachad Mordechai aleim. They were all scared of Mordechai. Why? Ki gadol Mordechai bebeis hamelech v'shama hoylech mechol medinos ki ish Mordechai hoylech v'gadol. Because he made the poor came out 11 months later, so there was time that throughout that period everybody's hearing and the governors are hearing Mordechai's getting more and more choshev. Every day they hear new things. Mordechai, 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 Mordechai. So they, who are politically sensitive, were scared of Mordechai. They're not going to take out Haman's letters. They got Mordechai's letters and Haman's letters. They didn't bring out they weren't mefarsim Haman's letters because they were scared of Mordechai. They knew Haman was dead, and Mordechai's, because of the whole thing that he made the poor and he put it off for 11 months, that gave time for this pacha to spread in the whole world. And this is the hepech hagomer of what Amalek wanted to achieve. Amalek wanted to take away the pachad of Klal Yisrael from Kriyas Yamsuf, and Haman's whole ma'aseh was goyim that everywhere the Haman Am was scared of the Yidden, the governors were scared of Mordechai, and we made this massive nest that happened, and not one Yid was hurt, and they were able to kill 75,000 Amalekim.